Back on the PM Sports page, let's chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Waco's Jalen Collins. Well, Jalen, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jalen, you're off to a great start at 126 pounds here in your senior campaign, 13-1 overall. I want to go back to last Saturday, the 4th. I traveled to North Tama to get going on the 2020 portion of the season. And a great start for you. You won all three matches by fall, came out with a first-place finish in the Red Hawk invite. So take me back to that day, Jalen. What was really working for you?
I've been working on a new takedown, and really it was working really well at that tournament.
Well, Jalen, in all three matches you had that day, you won by fall. Is that something you're constantly looking for your shot to come out with the pin there, or did those matches just kind of end up that way?
Yeah, most of the time I usually try to end up in falls. I like to get my matches over with quickly. I don't really like to be on the mat too long. Sometimes I'll have a really tough match, though, and take them to the third period.
Mm-hmm. You're 13-1, so you're obviously doing something right. What has allowed you to have this fast start to the season?
Working on my setups from the tie. I've really been working hard on those when we do practices and drilling. I usually drill with a heavier partner, so when I get to wrestling the 126-pounders, it's a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm. Kind of along those lines, what part of your craft do you think has improved the most from last year to this year?
Definitely when I'm on top, breaking them down and getting them into a pinning hold. Before, I wasn't very good at that, and I just usually win by points, but now I've been pinning my way through this year.
I think I have an idea, but what's your individual goals moving forward as, you know, we're just a few weeks away from the postseason?
Get up at state and try to get up in the top three.
Mm-hmm. And what would that atmosphere be like at Wells Fargo if you're able to compete there in a few weeks?
There's a lot of great 126-pounders up there, and I'd be more than excited to wrestle with them and a little nervous, if I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk team. How would you assess how the team has improved throughout the season?
Team-wise, we've been working. There's a few wrestlers individually that have been pushing themselves harder than others. We don't really have a big team, though. So, mm-hmm.
You know, head coach Seth Pugh, he's been around, you know, for a few years. What does Coach Pugh bring to the Warrior program?
He brings a lot. I mean, I started my freshman year not even knowing how to hit a shot, and he's gotten me to the point where I am now. So he really puts a lot of work into our team and everything.
This weekend, maybe a little extra motivating. Should be a lot of fun. It's the home tournament. What will that be like to have the home crowd and have some great competition there Saturday?
Oh, the home tournament is always the best. It gets your blood flowing. You wrestle a lot better than you would anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the competition that you'll have there on Saturday?
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams at our home tournament. Pew likes to bring in a lot of the better wrestlers. It'll be a tough tournament to win.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a multi-sport athlete at Waco. Why don't you say all the extracurriculars you're in?
Football, track, and wrestling.
And out of the three, put you on the spot, do you have a favorite and why?
Wrestling, because I'm the best at wrestling.
All right. You know, it's tricky in wrestling where you got to be able to stay and keep your weight. You're at 126 pounds. How do you manage to stay right around there before a meet?
So I keep my weight around 132 pounds, and then the day before, 2 days before, I'll cut down to 126. 128 exactly, because I have the 2 pound allowance. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the easiest thing, keeping down the weight.
Mm-hmm. But, sure. Yeah. Is there a meal you always eat right before a match, after weigh-ins?
Before match, probably salad, or I have an egg sandwich. Egg sandwiches are really good. Okay. I usually stick to those.
Okay. Do you have a wrestling role model?
Yeah, Spencer Lee, actually.
Okay, awesome. So you're a Hawkeye fan then?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, right on. Future plans outside once you're done wrestling, once you're done graduating here this spring, what do you plan on doing this next year?
I plan to go to Kirkwood and study advanced welding technology.
Okay. So why welding? What makes you have an interest in it?
My sophomore year in high school, I had to take a welding class for my shop class, and I just pretty much fell in love with welding, and
sure.
I thought it was really fun to do.
Cool. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." To close things out here, how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Usually we end up going to a long hallway and we sprint, try to get our lungs burning. And then once we're done with that, I'll just, move around, jump, whatever gets the blood flowing.
Yeah, right on. Well, Jalen, congratulations on a great start to the season and best of luck in the coming weeks.
Yep, thank you.
That's Jalen Collins, Waco's 126-pounder. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Well, that'll just about do it on today's PM Sports page. We'll close things out right after this on AIM.FM KCII.